Welcome to the Jami and Cupcake Show and all the swingers around the world. Welcome to the Jami
and Cupcake Show.
Full disclaimer,
this content is only for adults.
So if you're not 18 years old, get out of here. We're back. This is the comeback of the podcast.
Once again.
We took a long vacation, but we're back. Thank you to all. We have seen people in the club asking what happened with the podcast, why you guys are not recording.
So and here we are.
We are again.
Just a little break.
Yep.
Today we're going to be talking about do swingers marriages last? I have read into it a little bit, but we're just going to give our own opinions of what we think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Let's start with your thoughts.
To me, in my opinion, it depends. It depends. And what we always say, communication.
Communication, trust, right?
Yeah, but when I say communication, we all talk on the daily basis. But in my opinion, when us swingers, communicating meaning who you're talking to, meaning if somebody sent you a message on one of the swingers
websites
and groups, WhatsApp, you name it. It's kind of like our rule is that we are always involved in every conversation. That's what I mean for communication. In my opinion, if a swingers couple that are married or together but married don't have that connection, that communication, keeping it real 100%, it can bring problems to the relationship.
Yes, but you see, that's kind of a tricky circumstances, I guess, just because every swinging couple is different. Mm-hmm. I think some couples are more openly, I guess, to say that, and this would be also another subject that we want to talk about, is like, they don't care, or it's not that they don't care, is that they're okay with, let's say, a female approaching the husband and not acknowledging them. She's okay with that because they have that type of relationship that she's okay if that female part, of the couple is just interested in him and that's the only person she wants to talk to. So not every relationship is the same, but there still has to be communication of what is okay and what is not. I think that there also has to be comfort and security and when is it that if there's a line that you guys do not want to cross? Because when those lines are crossed, I feel like that relationship could just be destroyed and it's hard to come back. So yeah, I do feel that, for some relationships, it could lead to divorces. But I also have seen and read that it doesn't, right? Because they have more fun, right? We have more fun. We're more open to experiences.
But you still can be open but still having that communication of letting the other person know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about having just fun and forget that you have a husband or forget you have a wife at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of work on Friday and I'm coming back on Monday because we have an open relationship.
Yeah.
That's kind of tricky, in my opinion.
In our opinion. But everybody, some people are okay with that. Right.
No, and whoever is doing that, to me, is perfectly fine. It's just another thing is that when you have that open relationship, in my opinion, again, We've seen couples in the lifestyle that do that. And at the end, after the first year is beautiful. Next thing you know, the third year or whatever, they have separated themselves
from each other
so much. So they stop having fun going out with their kids, with their family,
themselves. Just only them two then.
Family events. They're gone because I have my open relationship, so I have to spend time with the other or others and not with your family at home. And that could be a deal breaker also, because you're living like a double life
with double the person life. Knowing, I guess, right?
Exactly. And if people do that and they're okay with it, it's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
That's fine.
We're just giving our opinion and what works for us and what could work for other people. Not every couple is the same.
No.
I feel for you to enter that type of open relationship where your marriage won't get ruined, you know, it's like a whole different level that not everybody is prepared to take. You know?
But it's a level that it could be reached. But as long, in my opinion, that if you keep it real and you let the other person at least let the other person know, hey, Friday, I want to go out and I probably come back on Monday. You told the other person, so you communicate it with the other person. If you don't tell nothing to the other person, I'm probably home thinking that we're going to do something on Saturday or tonight, but you didn't let me know that you were going to be gone for so many days. Those little things to me, that they are like the reason why people, when they don't communicate, the relationship starts falling apart little by little.
Yeah, right? I mean, I feel that it's not all bad, though, you know, because there's good and bad in it. The good thing, again, is, you know, you do have, you know, a way of communication with your couple, what you want to have and what you want to do. And that's why I feel like I don't think it's a big percentage of marriages that get divorced because of being a swinger.
No, there's so many factors.
Because the same way that, you know, you can mess up not being a swinger, right?
If that's the case, only swingers couple would get divorced.
Exactly. So I don't think that because being a swinger, it could ruin your marriage. You know, it's just, once again, it's the communication part of what you guys are comfortable with for it not to ruin your marriage. And you both have to be in the same ship. Mm-hmm. Understand each other's needs for it not to be, destruction.
You got to be swimming in the same ocean, the same water.
Swinging in the same,
you know, ocean. Jumping in the same pool, you know.
Exactly. But I think that the same percentage of marriages that could be divorced could be non-swingers and swingers. Yeah. It doesn't matter. A lot of people think, oh, you guys are swingers, your marriage is not going to last. That's just a whole train wreck.
More than a decade, and we're still standing here.
And I mean, it's not always all pink and butterflies, you know. Everybody has their own, you know, issues and problems.
But I think we have a little issues in the beginning. Not issues, but the communication wasn't strong. But we were never to the point that we were going to break up or nothing. Mm-mm. You could have been mad for me for a few days, few hours.
Weeks.
Yeah, but shit happens.
Yeah. Once again, you know, it could happen in a swingers relationship and it could happen in a regular relationship.
For sure. Something that can destroy a relationship. Because I heard one story from somebody a few years ago that a couple invited them to a suite, supposedly a couple. Check this out. So, you know, they were communicating for 1 week, whatever, planning everything out. But it was only through SLS. There was no cell phone, no texting or nothing. So the couple that I know end up showing up to the place. And when they knocked the door, the guy opened up the door. And believe it or not, the guy's wife had no idea that he invited another couple, and she didn't have any idea he had an SLS account. She was like clueless.
That's cause of divorce for, right there.
Of everything that it was going to happen.
That's insane.
And the couple that I know, the guy that told me, they were like, holy shit, what we do about this, you know?
That has to be so uncomfortable.
It was really awkward. And the guy, oh, no, you guys can stay. Don't mind my wife. She's just a little bit upset. Please stay. And the couple that I know end up leaving, of course, you know. So something like that can destroy a marriage.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely, because that's just...
He was just trying to enter in the swinger's life without telling his
wife.
Way. The wrong way. Like, that's so obvious. You don't do that.
The wrong way. That's a big no.
That's like extreme... example, but it happens, believe it or not, you know?
Well, of course it does. We know a lot of people that have, you know, because I feel like men are the first ones to, you know, I guess gather the information and do all the homework of where to go and everything, and they talk more. So then us wives are like in the back end, like not knowing. And why are you looking at me like that?
No, because I know females that they end up... We know few females that they were the ones that enter.
It's a very rare, though. But most of the times, the men are the ones that don't communicate with the wife about what they want, what's going on. And then that happens, you know, because they don't know how to tell their wives, oh, I want to go to a swingers club, you know. And once again... You know, you could go and just go and check it out. You know, it's not that you're going to go into run into a freaking orgy and just have to participate, because it's not like that.
Another example, another couple that we know. They're in the lifestyle. We just figure it out because of her. And the poor guy, her husband, he's always like a little puppy. He's like
lap dog.
Yeah,
lap once dog. Again, it works for them. And hey,
no, it works for them, but
loving it for her.
But the problem is that they got attached with another couple, and the couple that we know, she started getting like really close with the husband of the other chick.
That's a problem.
And they got so close that the other couple ended up breaking up. They got divorced. Now the guy is dating the couple that we know. You know?
Yeah.
Well, dating meaning that he's with the girl. I don't know what's going on there. If the but three,
that,
whatever.
But those are the things that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. When you get yourself involved in such a close relationship with a couple or with one single male or one single female, there's risk that you're taking. And that's why everything needs to be clear before starting anything with any other person. You know, what are your expectations and what do you want? If you're not happy in your marriage and you are having issues while you're in the lifestyle, you should take a step back if you want to keep your marriage. But at that point where you don't care and you care more for another person than your spouse, then that's a sign that, first of all, you shouldn't be in the lifestyle. Second of all, you should take a step back and think about what you want and, you know, maybe take time for yourself, not just leave your girlfriend, wife, whatever, to be with the person you guys have been chilling with. And now you're in another relationship. You know, there's something going on that's, you know, that you have to work.
But to be honest with you, if they, in my opinion, if they do like a study, if you grab, I don't know, 20 couples vanillas and 20 couples that are in the lifestyle, I guarantee you that the swingers have less issues 100%. At home than the vanilla ones.
100%. I did read something like that. And that we're more happier than regular couples.
Because of the communication.
Yes.
We swingers, people that we know the most of them, communication.
And it's not that, you know, we're perfect or anything, by all means. Like, we also have, you know, a little bit of communication problems. We still have, you know, it's human nature, you know, feeling a little bit jealous or whatever. But just because we communicate about things we want and we share it together is different from a vanilla couple that wants to do something and they don't dare telling their other half.
Yeah.
But they want to experiment because they're like, oh my God, I don't want them thinking bad about me. I don't want him thinking that I want to, you know, do stuff with another guy or something like that. And
not even sexually. There's sadly, but there's a lot of guys that don't allow in 2023 or 24, whenever, or now in the present, they still dominate their females. And
they when tell you're in them, the lifestyle, you can't be that guy though.
No, but
there is a couple.
There's a few. Yeah, that's
but you,
a few.
You can't be that guy because that's like...
They don't allow them to like wear something sexy, but they are the ones looking at out. The ones, mm-hmm. you know.
You can't be that guy in the lifestyle, definitely not, because it's not... The pleasure has to be for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
The fun has to be for both of you. It's not a one-way street. It won't work. Absolutely not.
So the conclusion is... It depends.
No, the conclusion is swingers are more happier and are less to get divorced because of our swinger ways, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, don't knock it till you try it. If you're out there being a vanilla, check it out. Check it out. You never know. It could save your marriage, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think instead of destroying it, it could save it.
Exactly. Well, it could go both ways. It depends obviously. On where your marriage is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It depends. That's my verdict.
Yeah, that's your verdict.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It depends.
Mine is that swingers are less likely to get divorced than vanillas. Vanillas have a higher rate of getting divorced.
Exactly.
Than us, so.
That's it for today. We're back. Yummy cupcake.
See you next time. Bye.
Take care.